From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters.
And I'm Samantha Wright, senior producer of Idaho Matters. And scoot over, Gemma. I'm going to take over the host chair for a second, so just scoot over. Scoot over.
Okay, what in the world's going on here?
So a few weeks back, our weekly email newsletter, they did a staff spotlight on you. And that's where they ask a few questions like, what did you want to be when you grew up? What is the favorite thing to do when you're not working? And the age-old question, cats or dogs? And you said, and I am quoting here, cats because our kids have one. His name is Kleenex. That's what happens when you let your children name the family pet.
That's not wrong.
Well, apparently that caused quite a stir online because everyone wants to know about this cat that's named after tissue paper. So the newsletter and the web tech gurus came to me and said, we must know more. And here we are.
Okay, so wait, we're trying to make Kleenex like some internet cat star?
Well, apparently he already is, but nobody knows much about him. So let's go ahead and change that. Tell me about Kleenex. Describe Kleenex. What does he look like?
Well, as my children say, isn't he the most attractive cat ever? He is. So he's white and like gray. And he's got these piercing blue eyes. And he's a big boy. But he just looks angry all the time. Like he literally looks angry all the time, but he's truly the most mellow cat. And he only meows like when he's hungry or if he wants to go outside. That's really about it. But he is just, he's a love. He is. We always say he's a dog in a cat body because he doesn't know a stranger.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Okay, let's get his origin story. How did you get Kleenex?
Well, you know, the kids have been begging us to get a pet for the longest time. So I'm online and I'm looking around at the Humane Society. And here pops up this picture of the cutest little kitten ever. And it's Kleenex. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great. And so, you know, I show my husband, Mike. We show the boys. We're like, okay, that's great. Let's go down to the Humane Society. Well, I didn't read the fine print where it said there's two of them. And you have to take both of them.
Bonded. They're bonded.
They're bonded. And so you have to take both of them. They're from the same litter. They're brothers. Well, then our boys loved it because they were like, that means there's a cat for both of us. Yeah.
Yeah. How did Kleenex and Merlin get their names?
So they were in a, you know, sometimes how animals are in a foster family.
Yeah.
So that's where they were for the Idaho Humane Society. And so that family had named them Arthur and Merlin. So King Arthur and Merlin. But they were just so little. So our boys were, you know, kind of thinking they'd keep them, keep those names. But then Ben, our oldest, was like, well, can we rename them? I'm like, yeah, you can rename them. That's totally fine. And so he was like, anything we want. And I was, and Mike and I were like, you can name them anything you want. We don't care. So they were going with Kleenex and Snot.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, and so we were like, okay, fine. Well, then Joey, our youngest, was like, I think I'll just stick with Merlin. I think I'll stick with Merlin. We're like, okay, great. And then Ben was like, I'm going to name him Kleenex. And we're like, okay, that's fine. Name him Kleenex. And because I knew he was just doing it to honestly see if we'd say no. Like, I knew that's what he was doing. And so we were like, yeah, fine, Kleenex it is. So fast forward a couple of years. So I said to Ben, I go, you just named him that because you wanted to see what we do. And he was like, oh yeah, totally. And he goes, and I really didn't think you were going to say yes.
I go,
well, you were the one that wanted to see what would happen. And so now we have a cat named Kleenex.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Kleenex and Merlin, they're a force to be reckoned with. They got into all kinds of hijinks. So are these cuddly kitties, haughty kitties? Talk about their personalities. Yes.
So Merlin was just so lovable. I mean, if you sat down, he would be in your lap. Like that was just the way it is. And he'd also roll over onto his back so that you'd scratch his belly all the time. And he just, I mean, he would follow you around. He loved people. But he honestly was. He was just the sweetest cat. And then it was interesting because Kleenex was kind of standoffish. He was kind of, you know, kind of like, like, I'll come around if, you know, if I feel like it. Whereas Merlin was like, just pet me and hold me and be with me all the time. And Kleenex was not like that at all. Just really, definitely more like what you think of a cat personality, you know? So yeah, they were very different, but they got up to all kinds of hijinks. I mean, these two, it was insane. The stuff that they got into.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is where we take a very sad turn, and we're both going to end up crying here. Tell us what happened to Merlin.
So it was a couple of days before Christmas, maybe like December 23rd or something like that. And you know, you just have that instinct that something's wrong. It's kind of, you know, and I was just like, there's something off with him. And he'd gone and he was sitting in our closet in my bedroom. And I just knew he just didn't feel good. And so I don't know. I was just like, there's something off. There's something off. And I take him into where we have their litter boxes and they've got their food, and he threw up. And I was like, okay, this just isn't right. So long story short, you know, it being like the day before Christmas, we take him into the, you know, vet emergency room, and he had, basically his bladder was blocked. And so he was very sick because he couldn't use the restroom. And so he had to stay overnight. They were able to drain his bladder, figure out what was going on. So I guess, not to be too graphic, but apparently this can be common, and in particular can be even more common in male cats. Had no idea. But they get these crystals basically like in their urine, and it blocks their urethra. And so we dealt with this for about a week where he was in and out of the hospital. They thought they could fix it. You know, they thought they had fixed it. It didn't fix. And so we had to make the really difficult decision to put him down. And he was only 2 years old. And up until that point, I mean, he was so healthy. He was just, you know, I remember our vet saying, it's just one of those things. Like, and so, yeah. And I tell you what, having to tell our boys and what they went through was awful. It was just awful. And it was around Christmas time too. But we're pretty convinced Merlin's still around because sometimes Kleenex goes crazy, and we're pretty sure that it's Merlin haunting him.
Oh.
Just pretty sure about that.
Oh,
I know.
God.
Yeah. So little Merles. Yeah.
Oh, so sad. Okay. So Kleenex is left alone.
Yes.
And his personality changed a bit after Merlin was gone.
You know, here's what's so fascinating, Sam, and you and I talked about this off mic. I mean, because you went through all of this with us. Mm-hmm. You remember all of, you knew both of the cats.
Yeah.
Kleenex's personality totally changed. Like, it was the strangest thing I've ever seen. Like, he literally became so much more like Merlin was. All of a sudden, he was cuddling. He wanted to be around everyone. He just became so much more engaging. And that's where we say, like, he's a dog in a cat body, because all of a sudden he just like really took on a lot of Merlin's personality. I mean, still had his own personality quirks and traits, but definitely became much more social, really wanting to be around the kids, wanting to be around us. So yeah, it's, and it's never changed. I mean, this is who he is now.
Now, I am proud to say I am a close personal friend of Kleenex. We have spent many an afternoon together.
Mm-hmm.
But there's apparently a story about him that even I don't know. Kleenex the cat attacked a deer.
Sam, I've never seen anything like it. Okay. This just happened like in the last couple of days. So we've had a lot of deer in our neighborhood that since really from winter until now. We've just had a ton of deer this year. And there are two deer in particular that are still around. And you could tell they were fawns. One of them is starting to get like his little horns, you know, and they're still pretty little. So you can tell they're like little teenage deer. So the other day, my kids are like, "Mom, Mom," and I'm like, "What?" They're like, the deer is getting really close to Kleenex, because the deer will come. I mean, they're in our backyard, and you know, they sometimes get close to the patio. It's like, okay, whatever. I mean, Kleenex will usually, you know, his tail will get big and he'll want to come inside. So I'm kind of like, okay, whatever. And they're like, "No, Mom, seriously, like they're really close to each other." And I'm like, okay. So I go and I look out the back window. And so Ben and I are standing there, and we have these big fir trees out back, and Kleenex is underneath one, right? He's just chilling, just sitting under the tree. And there is a deer, like this teenage deer, that is standing right in front of the tree. And he's looking at Kleenex. Kleenex is looking at him. And both Ben and I are like, "Holy cow, I can't believe they're this close to each other. Like, this is bizarre." And so then the deer kind of puts its head down a little bit and like closer to Kleenex. And I'm thinking I think that the deer wasn't trying to attack Kleenex. I think the deer was kind of like, "There's food right here. I want to have some food." But the deer puts its head down, and all of a sudden, Kleenex jumps up, and his whole body is like up, you know, upright, and his front paws go up over his head, and he starts with his front paws like clawing the deer, and he's like, you know, hissing, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, "Ben, open the back door, and Ben's like, "What?" And I'm like, because when Kleenex does this, the deer rears up on its hind legs.
Oh my gosh.
And goes down to like attack Kleenex. And Kleenex like literally is flying in the air, or flies over the deer. And I'm just like, "Oh my God, this cat's going to be killed. And Ben's going to see this. This is going to be terrible. We've already lost one cat. This is terrible." Oh my God. Well, Kleenex, being a cat, lands on his feet and then runs across the yard to the back patio door. And so we've got the door open, and he sees the door open, and then this cat stops, and he looks at us, and he's like, "Yeah, like, I'm not coming inside."
Oh, oh.
And I look at Ben, and I'm like, "You go get that cat right now. He is coming inside." And so Ben's like, "Fine," you know, and he gets him, and bring him inside. We shut the door, and that cat has the nerve to turn around and look at me and meow at me for making him come inside.
When he was in the middle of a tussle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then later on that day, he's out in the backyard again. Now he's like on the patio, right? And that same deer comes up to the back of to the edge of the patio.
Round two.
And I am like, okay, who's dumber? The cat or the deer? What are you two doing? And Ben's still there. And Ben goes, "Well, Mom, here's the thing. Kleenex thinks he's a tiger." And I'm like, "Yeah, but he's not. And the deer is going to kill him. Like, this is not a good matchup." But the deer, to its credit, like, did not do anything, just kind of stood there. And Kleenex got all puffed up again. And then the deer turned around and left.
Wow.
And this deer is still coming around. And Kleenex is kind of just like following. Like, "What do you think you're like, this is my territory. I thought we figured this out." Yeah, he attacked a deer, Sam.
Oh my gosh.
He attacked a deer.
Oh, super tiger Kleenex.
I don't understand.
The mighty Kleenex.
Because he is also like the sweetest cat. But it's like, dude, you are not a tiger or a lion. You are a house cat. That's what you are.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Well, Gemma, thank you for giving us this behind the scenes origin story of Mighty Kleenex the Cat. You want to take us out?
Sure. We've been speaking with our very own Samantha Wright, our senior producer of Idaho Matters, talking about my kid's cat Kleenex. Now you know. See, now you know the backstory. I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.